So this is coming Shabbos, Shabbos Mevorachim, Parsha Shkalim. We've already reached the point of the year where we're going to be celebrating Pesach, and in order to, Purim first, yes, but in order to prepare for the four Parshios, there are special readings that have been given. So my Rebbe D'Gaon Olam, Rav Aaron Levi Soloveitchik, mentions the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Ko Amar Adonai Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmaso V'Yishalel Gibor B'Gvaraso Al Yishalel Asher B'Yashro Ki Mizos Yishalel Mishalel Haskel V'Deosi Ki Ani Adonai Oseh Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Boretz Ki V'Eile Chafatzi Num Adonai. That a wise man shouldn't be glorious in his wisdom, and a mighty man shouldn't be glory in his strength, and a rich man shouldn't take glory in his riches. But if somebody wants to feel good about themselves, so that they should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one that exercises faith and love and justice and righteousness on this earth. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlom does. And the four parshios that we start with, and this week, we'll talk about it a little later more tomorrow, Parsha Shkalim. But you have Parsha Shkalim, you have Parsha Zachar, you have Parsha Par, and Parsha Chodesh, that they each address these different things. Parsha Shkalim addresses, what do you do with your affluence? Parsha Zachor, what do you do with your strength? You use it to destroy Amalek. What do you, Parsha Para, that's talking about your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. And then, of course, Parsha Chodesh, that's the issue of time, of what must a Jew do with their time. So again, these different things are preparing us for the upcoming holiday of Pesach, the Festival of Freedom. And we have to remember that freedom is never the end goal. Unfortunately, too many people today feel freedom is the end goal. Freedom is not the end goal. Freedom is merely the opportunity for us to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's true for us, that's true for all mankind. And the sooner we remember that, and the sooner we pursue it, the sooner the ultimate kingdom of the Rebbeinu Shlom will be recognized and established by all the nations of the world.